As host of a recent candidate forum, the House Cafe in downtown DeKalb is often used as an example of an ideal town and gown venue. It has live music and coffee to draw in both students and residents. But it's seen some turnover in ownership in recent years. Not too far down the row of aging buildings is the former Otto's nightclub. After being neglected for years, the city's given the go-ahead to tear it down and build luxury apartments. It's a venture known as the Cornerstone Project. Then there's the Egyptian Theater.
Well, the Egyptian Theater is a community treasure. There's no doubt about it.
Now retired from the DeKalb County Community Foundation, Jerry Smith is running to be the city's next mayor. The auditorium was built back when vaudeville filled the seats, and it still doesn't have air conditioning. A feasibility study commissioned by the city drew mixed reviews, with some skeptical of its conclusions to draw in more revenue. Smith says the city has been generous in its support of the theater, but he feels the city shouldn't buy the building.
I want the city to continue to work with the preservation of the Egyptian Theater Board. I want that board to be very, very involved in its development efforts. They've got to go out and find people who are passionate about what we are doing at the Egyptian Theater.
Also running for the city's top office is Michael Embry. He owns an event planning business. And in his experience, he says the Egyptian Theater doesn't necessarily need to be a year-round venue just yet.
We don't need air conditioning now. We need to be able to find a way to fill that for 9 months. Once that's done, let's approach the air conditioning unit. We do need a ventilation system in there, and that's I think, something that needs to be addressed.
Embry says DeKalb should look at what other regions are doing to build up outdoor entertainment during the summer months. DeKalb County Board member and mayoral candidate Misty Haji-Sheikh says the study didn't take the city's budget into consideration and includes a growth area she says isn't realistic.
It is flawed. There are things in it that could be used, so not all is wasted, but unfortunately the good juicy parts that you really wanted to get some info didn't work out.
Incumbent Mayor John Ray says the city should continue to play a public role in planning for the future of the Egyptian Theater.
It's very important that that become a public-private partnership, and I can't underscore the private partnership enough. We need investors that are stepping up to recognize the legacy of the history of the Egyptian Theater and carry it to the extent that the community wants to see it grow.
In recent years, there's been renewed interest in connecting the city with Northern Illinois University to create a community-university relationship. John Ray says he was elected mayor around the time Doug Baker took office as NIU's president.
The relationship with NIU from the mayor's office has got to include the leadership at NIU. Not only the president, but the College of Deans in the respective colleges, the faculty, the staff, the students are all components that have to be part of that positive relationship.
Ray says he recently met with dozens of students who were given a tour of downtown DeKalb to brainstorm ways to get more students into the area. Misty Haji-Sheikh says DeKalb could benefit from looking at the success of another Illinois college town.
Edwardsville markets to the students. They have, their businesses have something that in a lot of them that say discount for students. They make sure that the students can put the flyers in the windows for different things that they're doing, whether they're putting on a music venue or something. And they work with their students. Now keep in mind that the SIU Edwardsville is surrounded by 2,600 acres of forest. They're in the middle of a forest, and for them to get to downtown is a two-mile journey. It's not a couple of blocks. These kids are down there all the time. And there's things that they can afford and things that they can do.
She adds that local coffee shops, bakeries, and music stores attract the younger demographic. And she says lower tuition and textbook costs can be a big draw to attracting students to that institution. Embry says businesses near the University of Illinois also do a good job tailoring benefits to students. In addition to pushing for a residency requirement for city workers, Embry says efforts to entice faculty to live closer to the college could have benefits for the city overall.
I get extremely upset when you have 300 deans, professors, and administrators living east of 47 that make over $100,000. That's $30 million that doesn't live in our community. Those people do not care as much about our town as they do the university. And we need those people back in town. We need them to be participatory and add to our community. And they have a greater respect if they live here.
Smith says if he's elected to office, he wants to maintain open communication between the city and the university.
We're in this together, And I hope that the Board of Trustees and the administration see that our offer is not only sincere, but that it makes sense for everybody, and that we as a city and I as its mayor have a regular seat on an ongoing basis with the university and with the Board of Trustees.
A report from the DeKalb Police Department showed an increase in crime last year. All four candidates say they've had a positive relationship with Chief Gene Lowry and expect that will continue if they're elected. Haji Sheikh points out the growth in crime was for lower-level offenses.
He said the biggest uptick in crime was people not locking their car doors, and then someone would break into it. I looked at that statistic and I said, that is something that we can work on. You can't always work on all aspects of crime, but if we can work on that one and get that down, then the police can be out go chasing the proverbial bad guys instead of going to people's unlocked cars.
She says it's more troubling that such crimes are increasingly committed by juveniles. She says working with youth in mentoring and skill training could help reduce the crime rate, and says there are low-tech solutions like police placing business card warnings near unlocked cars. Michael Embry says combating crime may involve looking at how larger cities use video technology to monitor criminal activity.
Perception is we are the biggest crime part in the nation. No, not really. When you talk about breaking in cars or some of them, but there are a lot of other problems that have to be addressed. We need to look at it high-tech of the future.
Jerry Smith says police leadership is an asset in the community.
We have a real jewel in Gene Lowry. Our police chief is top drawer, in my opinion. He probably feels, like most police chiefs across countries the size of DeKalb, he may feel that he needs a little bit more help. We're going to try to do all we can as a city council, if I'm elected mayor, to give him whatever help he needs within the constraints of our own budget.
Smith says support is also needed within neighborhood groups, youth programs, and area churches to help reduce crime. Incumbent John Ray points to what he considers a lost resource to help law enforcement.
We don't have residential mental health beds in the community. That's very problematic for our police department, who can only use the emergency room at the hospital for protection of individuals that need mental health services immediately.
Ray says interrupting the pathway to crime among juveniles will involve engaging social service agencies. As far as leadership style to get these ideas through, Jerry Smith says he's a unifier and respects the delegation of duties among mayor, council, and city staff.
You know, it's been suggested that the city staff is the tail that's wagging the dog meaning the council and the mayor. And I think in certain instances, because of the timing of information given to the council, where they're expected to make an important decision with little time to read the material. Other than that happening a few times, I think the city staff and the city council have worked pretty well together.
As a county board member, Misty Haji Sheikh says she's used to working with many people and says she's been frustrated with the level of engagement the city has with its residents. She says DeKalb has a great asset in its supply of water that isn't currently being marketed to its fullest extent as a revenue generator. And she says she's waited hours as a member of the public during city council meetings to be able to voice concerns.
The mayor's job is to lead the council, to set the agenda, and to set the tone. And then if staff is not doing that, to work with the city manager, or if necessary, replace a city manager, so that those policies get implemented in the way they were intended. So it is a follow-up by the mayor and council that's needed, and I haven't seen that in our current administration.
John Ray says he feels confident in the execution of his duties in his time as mayor.
I'm not a confrontational person. I learned early on it takes a second swing to start a fight. We've had situations where I could have offered that second swing. I prefer to be more of a cooperative individual, listening carefully, quietly, thinking through a reaction rather than shooting from the hip and being confrontational. So I'd say a cooperative style.
Michael Embry says, overall, he wants to improve the level at which voters get involved in moving the city forward.
I really want to see the city given back to the citizens and get them more involved so they feel proud, and they will feel proud. Right now, they feel totally divorced. They have nothing involved with the community. They're kind of outcasts unless you're part of the elite group or the city halls. And I think that will change. It has to change, or there literally is going to be, a negative future for the city. And I say this tongue-in-cheek, but in reality, DeKalb right now is the Titanic. We're heading to the iceberg. It's time to move it in the right direction so we don't crash and burn.
The election will be held April 4th. I'm Jenna Dooley, WNIJ News.